When we were getting ready for VE Day, we'd put all the flags out and made bunting, and they'd had to make it because they probably couldn't buy it. But I can remember sewing all these triangles onto pieces of string, and we had it all out, all ready. And the bonfire was built up further up our street, and my mother went to work at the butcher's. She'd gone to give her a couple of hours' work, and now John. He was still in bed, and he was only a little boy, and I was 11, well, about 11, I think, on the VE Day. And there was a knock on the door, and it was a telegraph boy, and he said, "Is your mum in?" And I said, "Oh no, she's at work." He said, "Oh," he said, "I have to take an answer. I have to wait." He was only 14, because they were only 14, weren't they, these little telegraph boys? He didn't know what to do, you see, and he said, "I've got to take an answer back. I have to wait to see if there's an answer." So I said, "Well, I'll have a look at it." So I opened it, and it was to say that my dad had died in this camp. So I said to him, "There's no answer," and off he went. I can remember him to this day. He was just stood staring at me, and I was sort of staring back at him. Neither of us knew what to do, you see, because he was so young, he was too young really to take that sort of a message, wasn't he? So I went to my auntie, who lived higher up, at the top end of Hibernia Street. I got our John up and took him with me. And she said, "Well, you stay with Dorothy, that's my little cousin, and I'll go and get your mother," you see. So she did. We went to the butcher's, and I always remember my mother. She was so angry when she came in. She was so angry. And she said, "I don't believe it." You know, she just wouldn't accept it at all. We stayed at my auntie's. We didn't go to the party or anything that day. So that was it.